The Braves and Brewers combined for 18 runs in Friday's slugfest, and there were plenty more fireworks in store for Saturday. We pick up the action in the third. Freddie Freeman facing Jimmy Nelson.
One ball, two strikes for Freeman. And a line drive to left. Braun can't get it. We're tied. Freeman around first, on his way to second. He's in safely, and the big Braves first baseman comes through with a clutch two-out hit. Now Matt Kemp hits. Nine more hits for Atlanta. And there's a high fly ball hammered deep toward right field. That one is going to go. A two-run homer.
Matt Kemp was hitting balls in the second deck above the bullpen in right field all during batting practice today. That's why I said earlier he's got his feet under him again and he's driving the ball.
Trying to make it a four-game winning streak. Hit hard down the left field line. It is hooking toward the foul pole. That ball is gone for a home run. A liner just inside the foul pole. Solo shot down the left field line. It's the second of the game for Kemp. His fifth of the year, and it's 6-2 Braves.
They brought home Markakis, second error. And a drive for Dansby down the line. Will that stay fair? Yes, yeah. It did. It's in the second deck. He's hit two right on the money. He's pulled them both. That one left the ballpark, and it's a 9-2 Atlanta game.
Yeah, it's okay to smile, kid.
High fly ball, belted deep right. That one's got a chance. Kemp's got a three-homer game.
Boy, oh boy. Have some fun. What a night.
So the Braves out-hit the Brewers 20-4 and cruise to an 11-3 win. Atlanta has now scored 36 runs during their four-game winning streak. Jaime Garcia lasted six innings and earned his first victory of the season and his first victory overall since last August. The Braves go for the sweep Sunday with Mike Boltynewicz on the hill against Matt Garza for the Brewers.